Shem Sirtut in terms of going through from the Rishonim to Halacha Lamaisa. In order to be able to truly understand the Halacha Lamaisa, how it develops Halacha Lamaisa, we need to review the different Shitas or Rishonim based on the Gemaras. This is a review. The first 5-10 minutes are just going to be to map out the Shitas or Rishonim, and then you'll see how we'll attack the Sugya in Halacha Lamaisa in a very particular way. So how many different Shitas HaRishonim do we have in regards to, based on the Gemaras, to what is the requirement of Sirtut? So let's start with Shitas Rashi. Rashi learns in Megillah Tezayin Amibes that a Megillah needs Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah and a Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. We just found that Rashi in Menachas Alam Amibes also says that even a Get needs Sirtut as a Sefer. That's the Shita of Rashi. Rashi says Megillah needs Sirtut, and a Sefer Torah needs Sirtut as well. According to Rashi, the Gemara Menachos Lamed Beis Amud Beis says Tefillin doesn't need Sirtut. That means Tefillin really, according to Shitas Rashi, doesn't need Sirtut at all. There's no requirement at all for Sirtut according to Rashi. Within Rabbeinu Tam, based on our Amelus, we had two versions within Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. We had Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, and we had Rabbeinu Tam according to the Baalei Tosas. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar says that the halacha is that when it comes to Sirtut, there, when the Gemara says, and this is according to both versions of Rabbeinu Tam, the prime chidush of Rabbeinu Tam, the place where he fundamentally disagrees with Shitas Rashi, is how to read the Gemara Megillah Tazayin Amabez, that Megillah needs Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah. Rabbeinu Tam has a lot of difficulties to say that that is Sefer Torah. We discussed Rabbeinu Tam's difficulties in the past, and Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadesh, and we discussed the Musar and Chassidus behind it in a different context, and he says that Amita Shel Torah refers to Mezuzah. So Mezuzah there is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Gemara Menachos Aslam Amabez Amabez tells us requires Sirtut. For some reason, Megillah is the same thing in that. That you need Chassidus and Musar to explain. Megillah is going to be the same thing, that you're going to need Sirtut v'chol shita v'shita. Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadesh, that Tefillin and Sefer Torah, they don't need Sirtut v'chol shita v'shita. However, there's a separate Mechayim that we argued could very well be similar to what the Brisker Rav had said, that the requirement of Sirtut is based on the idea that anytime you write Torah, then the Torah has to be done b'tzura mechubedes in an appropriate way, in a neat way, not zekeli van veil, that's a separate issue, but rather the halacha of Torah itself requires an appropriate sidur, and therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, you need a sirtut on the Shita al Yona when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to Sefer Torah, and when it comes, for that matter, it could very well be for every time a person writes a pasuk, like the Gemara in Gittin Avav Amadeis says that if a letter is sent, then there's a requirement of sirtut. So explains Rabbeinu Tam, you could either have sirtut on every line, Rabbeinu Tam and Gittin on the Avav Amadeis, or you can have sirtut on the top line, and that would be the halacha both by letters, anoz michtavim, as well as by tefillin and Sefer Torah. This is Rabbeinu Tam in the Baalei Tosas. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, I did not spell out what's the difference between Sefer HaYashar and the Baalei Tosas. Now I'll do that. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar only mentions Sirtut on the top line. He only mentions Sirtut on the top line. Rabbeinu Tam in the Baalei Tosas, in Gittin on the Avav Amadeis, is bothered that at the end of the day, in Maseches Sofrim, it says that you need to have it be Mesurgo. Mesurgo means line. It doesn't sound like only on the top line. So Rabbeinu, the Baalei Tosas are Mechadesh B'das Rabbeinu Tam. We suggest that it could very well be Rabbeinu Tam never said this, but the Baalei Tosas suggest within Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that based on Maseches Sofrim, that the requirement is not simply Shita Elyon. Shita Elyon was just a euphemism that Rabbeinu Tam was using to contrast Kol Shita V'Shita by Mezuzah versus all four sides. And Shita Elyona means to emphasize that the Shita Elyona and not Kol Shita V'Shita, but Dalit Peos will be necessary according to Rabbeinu Tam. Tam. That's how the Bali Tosis learned the Das Rabbeinu Tam. In the Sefer HaYosher, there's no mention of Dalet Peos. It could be Rabbeinu Tam himself might answer that we don't paskin like Masechta Sofrim. And there, Rabbeinu Tam says that you need Shita Elyona by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and so on and so forth. Was that clear? Originally I said Rabbeinu Tam in general, and then I only later differentiate between Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosher and Rabbeinu Tam in the Bali Tosis. Those are, if you will, now three Shitas of the Rishon. The fourth Shita of the Rishon. We're not going to go through all the Shitas of Rishon. The Beis Yosef quotes a couple more. The fourth Shita of the Shitas of Rishon that we were amel is the Shitas of Rambam. That the Rambam paskins along the lines of Rashi does not differentiate between Sefer Torah and Mezuzah. He, Rambam in Perek, Zayin in Hilchos Sefer Torah, right? Zayin? Is it Zayin Hilchos Sefer Torah? That's but the Rambam in Perek Zayin says, Kol Kisvei Kodesh need Sirtut. Adiv Ephraim pointed out that the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza says that when you quote the Psukim of Me'ein Yibmi, which appears in Parshas Naso, that's written for a Shtar Yibum, and other Psukim that are written in Shtar Chalitza, the Rambam also says that you require Sirtut. So the Brisker Rav explains beautifully. The Brisker Rav is masbir that the Shitas HaRambam is as follows. That the Rambam holds that the halacha is that you need Sirtut every time you have Torah. When the words of Torah are quoted, you need Sirtut. It's not a halacha in the construction of the Sefer Torah, but rather the halacha is that when you quote Torah, you need Sirtut. So that's the Shitas HaRambam. And what we're about to do, before I ask the Kasha on the Brisker Rav, before I end the last question of Biskarab, but what we're about to do after that is we're going to comb the Shulchan Aruch. We haven't yet learned anything in the Shulchan Aruch. What we are going to do is put together all of the Psakim Be'ezer Hashem of the Mechaber and all of the Psakim of the Rabbah and see what comes out. Halacha l'maisa. Do you need to have a letter in all cases? Does it need to have Sirtut and so on? Before I continue on and go to the Shulchan Aruch and ask a question on the Shitas HaRambam, as explained by the Brisker Rav, I want to outline two minor Shitas within the other Rishonim. In other words, two details that the Rishonim raise that might be important. Again, this is all a Chazara. We'll call them Shita number 5 and Shita number 6. The primary Shitas were the four Shitas that we just said. Then there are some issues within the Rishonim. And that's what I would call, in our, the way we're setting it up, issue number 5 and issue number 6. Issue number 5 and issue number 6 is the following. The Bali Tosis and Gittin have a kula. In other words, I'm going to discuss two kulas, which we'll call separate shitas, as shita 5 and shita number 6. It could be that the Rambam doesn't agree with this, the Rashi doesn't agree with this. So that's why I'm putting them in separate categories, even though these are sub-issues within the halachos of Sirtut. The sub-issue within Sirtut number 1 is that the Bali Tosis in Gittin and in Sota, I'm not, by the way, going to raise all the sub-issues, but just at least the basic sub-issues we'll discuss, and that is, it could very well be that not every letter, even though we seem to see, almost according to all Rishonim, that the halacha is that a letter is going to need some level of Sirtut. So the Rambam holds that way, according to Adiv Ephraim's point, and it seems to be a Gemara in Gittin that Vav on the base, but maybe Yavin, according to Rashi, it says it's halacha and Sefer, Yesh Lodun, whether there's a requirement for a letter, but simple reading of the Gemara in Gittin that Vav on the base is that Rebbe Yasser sent a letter, and they were makbid on Rebbe Yasser that he didn't do it in with Sirtut. So the Bali Tosis point out that it could very well be that according to many of the Bali Tosis, it's only if the letter is being sent for Limud, Lidrasha. Lidrasha. By the way, that seems to work out very, very well with the Yerushalmi in Megillah. The Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechtas Megillah says that just like that Torah is nitin lidarish, the Megillah is nitin lidarish, as well as that, and this the Brisker Rav points out, as well as that Megillah needs Sirtut just like the Torah, which would seem that there is a parallel between Nitin Lidarish and the Halacha of Sirtut. The Brisker Rav uses it his way, we're going to use it our way and use that as a support to those Rishonim that say that if it's only going to be used as an expression, it could be it doesn't require Sirtut. V'kasha mati mir nevensal shlita. And now we'll go to the interesting part that I asked the Talmidim about in terms of our Avelus and his Avelus. And that is that he said that he doesn't. He thinks that you could rely on the sheet of the Bali Tosas. And the Mailer of Nevinzel felt that if there was a sign that has an announcement, and the pasuk is not being used lidarish, but is an expression that's being used to announce, particularly the example he gave was a case of avelus. So then, in such a case, there would not be a requirement of geniza, and also that's working with the Bali Tosfos say that there is no requirement of sirtut as well. So I asked the Talmidim that unfortunately we're in the Shiva for the Rebbetzin Allah Shalom. So I asked the Talmidim to take a look at the announcement that Nativ Aryeh put out for the Ptira and for the Shiva. So anybody notice anything interesting within Shita number 5? Based on Shita number 5, do you notice anything interesting on the announcement? What's that? V'sham Isha Gedola. That's a pasuk. That's a pasuk. I have to do a Bar Ilan search on a few of the expressions over there. That by the Ishes Hashunamis, and there, that's a pasuk. And you take a look at the announcement, there on the announcement, there are only two lines. Only two lines. One is Visham Isha Gedola. It would seem to me that the person who did it was a Talmud Chacham who made the announcement, because there you have a line. Now the next line, some of those things on that line are not psukim, but there is on the next line. There are only two lines on the whole thing. It's a very, very large announcement with a lot of beautiful descriptions about our great Rebbe and as well as about the Rabbanit. And then the next line, there are only two underlines there. The next line has the pasuk, has the expression, Oy lanu ki nishbarnu. Oy lanu ki nishbarnu. So it happens to be that is not a pasuk, ki nishbarnu. However, here's something amazing. Oy lanu ki is a pasuk in Eicha. And how many words is that? Three. Isn't that fascinating? So he's taking sides also. There's a steer in the Rambam, whether you need three words or four words. So it could be that those two, that specifically those two lines. Kinesh Barnu is not from, but there is a Pasuk in Eicha that starts off, Oy Lanu. So, Oy Lanu Ki. So that would be three words. So, Nazar Lin Yanenu, it could be that the person who was putting it up was assuming that you need seer to it, even if it's Balash and Sachlis. From Nevinzal Shlita himself is of the opinion that if it's a Balash and Sachlis, it does not need sirtut. So there's a little bit of an irony in that. Shita number six, within the Shitas Harishonim, is the Ramban. That we saw that there is a Shitas HaRamban that says that it could very well be that the only time, this is going to be a major, major heter, whether we use it la'alacha, we shall see, but there's a major heter, and that is only if it's Ksav Ashuris. I think the definition, even though there's a little bit of a question how the Aruch HaShulchan presents it, I think the definition of Ksav Ashuris is that Ksav Ashuris means what we would call bold print. Bold print. And therefore, there is a tzad that only if it's Ksav Ashuris is it necessary to have sirtut, which would mean a hand script would not require sirtut. So that might be an answer why many Gedolei Torah don't follow the Chumrah of Rav Melchiel Kotler. Rav Melchiel Kotler, every time he quotes a pasuk in his Askama, he'll underline. It could be the Gedolei Torah who aren't even using lined paper, maybe they're going to be relying on that, but let's go. May Hashitos Ela Pratim, and let's not start with the minor Shitos and so on and so forth. Let's start with the big Shitos and start our way plowing through Beis Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch. So, there are going to be a few exhibits in Shulchan Aruch. What we're going to do is we're not going to learn the way we learn Mishnah Berurah Yomi. We're not going to learn by learning the Shulchan Aruch, learning the Ramah, then seeing the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha. We're going to try to be makir, because that's what we do in Iyun, is we try to get the whole Shita from the beginning to the end, right? We want to Shitas Rashi, that's Shitas Rashi in all the Shas. Shitas Rambam, Shitas Rambam, all the Shas. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam, and all the Shas on that particular topic. So the same thing with the Mechaber. We're not going to read the Mechaber and the Ramah and look at the Mishnah Berurah as we would, correctly so, a Mishnah Berurah Yomi. What we're going to try to do is read every Mechaber and every place in the Aluch Halkei Shulchan Aruch on this topic. Then, could be we're going to miss something, and you'll be Ma'orer, hopefully. And then we're going to read the Ramah throughout on this topic. Then the figure try to be amel on how they paskin, try to apply based on that, and then come to the other details, some of which, like particularly shitas number 5 and number 6, as well, in terms of halacha l'maaseh. So first let's start from the beginning. The first chelek in Tur Shulchan Aruch is, we're going to go through Shulchan Aruch. The Tur Beis Yosef was for your background. Now we don't have, one of the advantages is to be able to go through a halacha, you know, without fetching too much. So we're not going to go through all the shitas in the Beis Yosef. The added shitas in the Beis Yosef that are relevant in the Shulchan Aruch, we will bring up as they come along. So let's take a look. The first place is Hilchas Tefillin. We're going to discuss Sirtut Emir Tisham Hilchas Tefillin, Sirtut in terms of Sefer Torah, Sirtut in terms of Mezuzah, and Sirtut in terms of letters that are being sent. So let's put together the Mechaber in all those categories. Zot the Heilig Beis Yosef, Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Vav Maran HaShulchan Aruch. Ein Tzarech L'Sartei, Ki Im Shita El Yon. The only thing you need to do Sirtut for when it comes to Tefillin is the top line. V'im Eini Yodei L'Shayir HaShita Bilo Sirtut, Yisarte Kol HaShuras. But if you don't know how to do Sirtut on the first line, so then you should do Sirtut on all lines. Below you start it, well, Ferris from Neshamokh Masirtut Nirsha Tzavua. This is an important point, that the Sirtut should be, at least in the cloth, scratched into the cloth as opposed to a color. I would imagine that in a case of where you can't do that, when a Mikhail Kuppler is writing Haskama and he doesn't use lined paper, so then the halacha would be different. But lichatchila, when it comes to tefillin, then it's supposed to be scratched in, so it shouldn't be confused with the ink. This is the psak of the mechaber over here. Now, let's analyze together. Who is a mechaber that it seems passing like in Hilchos Tefillin? So the Rambam, l'chura, is not. Why? Because we learned that the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin says that tefillin doesn't require sirtut at all because it's mechupin. We had the Briska Rav's explanation of what's unique about mechupin, ayin sham, in the Iyun Shiurim in Gittin. But this is in terms of cheshbening la'halacha. The Mechaber over here seems to be passing like Rabbeinu Tam. That what? That even though the Gemara says that Mezuzah requires Sirtut on every Shita, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, nevertheless, Tefillin requires a separate Sirtut on the top. What's that based on? So we suggested that it could be that what it's based on is the same Svara that the Briska Rav said in Das HaRambam, that Torah has to be Betzura Mechubedas, and therefore Tefillin is going to have that same Halacha. So we're going to already start cheshbening the shita of both the mechaber and the ramah la halacha. The yesh shomrim up to heilige ramah shetzarech l'sarte tamid l'mala u'lemata min atzadim af al pi sheyodei lichtov lo sirtut v'chein ogin. The meaning for Ashkenazim is to have sirtut on all four sides. And the sofer came last week and he showed us that if you take a look, you will see that there is sirtut on all four sides. And since there's sirtut that's necessary on all four sides, it would seem that the Ramah is following Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosos. We learned that Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosos, according to the Bali Tosos, the opinion is that you need to do Arba Peos. Once you need to do Arba Peos, that would say that you need, in every case, tefillin, maybe even a letter, we'll wait to see on Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah yesh ladun. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's halacha by Sefer Torah? Dalateos. So we have to wait to see in Hilchos Sefer Torah. But in terms of filling, the halacha needs to be on all four sides. Okay. So this is the psak of the Mechaber and the Ramah. The simple reading of the psak Mechaber Ramah would be that the Mechaber is paskining along the lines of Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, and the Ramah is following the Psak of Rabbeinu Tam. So that was critical, our deal, about the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer HaYashar. And Rabbeinu Tam turns out, right? Amelus in the Rishayim is critical in understanding the background in the Halacha as well. Kaftor Beferah. Until we open up Yaradeya. Once we open up Yaradeya, then things are going to get a little bit confusing. By the way, there's a lot to be ma'ayin more in Hilchos Tefillin, but I want to first, again, we're going to come back, Be'ezer Hashem, but I want to first get a coherent sheet of the Mechaber and the Ramah, if such a thing exists, and then work in terms of the defrotim in by all of Stav and writing a letter. First thing we have in Shulchan Aruch is Hilchos Sefer Torah. And when we go through Hilchos Stav, right? The first thing we have is Sefer Torah, then we're going to hit Mezuzah, and then we're going to hit Sirtut in general. So in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Sefer Torah, we have the Mechaber's Sak in Siv Kei. Sefer Torah Sarech Sirtut. Vim Kosvai Veloi Sirtut. Also, Sefer Torah needs Sirtut, and if you write it without Sirtut, it's possible. Now, what type of Sirtut is the Mechaber talking about over here? Is it Mechaber talking about Dalet Peyos? Is the Mechaber talking about Shita Elyona? What would you say? Do scream out, Hebra. The Chura every line. Because we had both the Mechaber and the Ramah. When it wasn't every line, they told us it wasn't every line. So here, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Mechaber is passing like whom? Like Rashi and Rambam. Like Rashi and Rambam. That's what Moireinu Hagra points out. He says, Udeloka Rabbeinu Tam, Sifkotan Tezbod, Udeloka Rabbeinu Tam, I will call up Poskim Eskilu Tirsh Rashi. By the way, a simon of whether you know the sugya well is if you understand. It's one of the greatest litmus tests of knowing the sugya is if you're able to understand the gra. Because the gra just tells you it's like this shita and not like this shita. The gra's never wrong. That's so you're okay. In other words, it's not like there's some of the Poskim where they speculate, they say a chidush. The gra doesn't do that. It's very hard to disagree with the Gra. All the Gra does is he knows Kala Torah Kula and he just tells you the Mechaber is going like this. Not every Gra, some Gras are more complicated, but the Gra is complicated because the Gra's makiv the whole sugya. But Baruch Hashem Shechionu Vikimonu Vigionu Lazman Hazeh, like Rav Shalom Pavarsky Shlita said so beautifully, that would we give, everybody here would give, would prefer to be Rav Chaim Kanievsky over being a millionaire. But Simcha, you didn't hear this. This is amazing. They said, but would you give $1 million to know one sugya? Would you pass up being a millionaire knowing one sugya? This is amazing that we're makin one sugya, that we're able to read the gra on this entire sugya. That's amazing. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazana. That was a very powerful musaf. Anyhow, so beautiful. We know what the gra means. What the gra is saying is that we're passing like whom? We're passing that Rashi, and I would want to add like the Rambam. I'm not convinced that the Mechaber chose Rashi. Maybe the Mechaber chose the Rambam. The general, the Mechaber follows the Rambam. I don't know if the Gra was saying that he chose Rashi. The Gra is just being Malabe, and it's like Rashi and Rabbein Tam. Of course, Sarachiyun Gadol, and the Aruch HaShulchan asks this question in Simen Reish Pei Dalet. Everybody now can ask the question in terms of the Shulchan Aruch itself. Fire away, Rabbosai. No. What's Akasha? Shulchan Aruch itself. All we have is two exhibits. Simen Lamed Beis, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. Yes, Benji, you had a hand? That was a hand? Yes, Sosef?
Rabbeinu Tam Rashi, choose one.
Choose one, exactly. Lamed Beis seems to be like Rabbeinu Tam. And Reish Ayin Aleph. Now, in Halacha, we go through this all the time. Trying to come away with a coherent Shita, this is extremely, extremely common, and it's challenging in Shulchan Aruch. Now, it's not only a kasha on the Mechaber, it's also a kasha on the Ramah. Because if the Ramah said that we would follow Rabbeinu Tam the whole way, that would say that a Sefer Torah needs what? That a Sefer Torah needs mezuzah on every line, then you would have expected him to say something different in Simen Lamed Beis. In Simen Lamed Beis, he wouldn't have required Sirtut at all. On Simen Lamed Beis, he required Dalet Peyos. That shita that says that you need dalet peyos holds on Sefer Torah. You only need dalet peyos as well. And therefore, in Siman Reish Ayin Hey Aleph Siv Hey, when the Mechaber says that Yisrael is right that Sefer Sal Torah Tzri Chasir to the means every line, then the Rambam should have said Vihei Shomrim Shein Sarich Ela Dalet Peyos. But the Rambam doesn't do it. Sarich Iyun. B'shitas ha-mechaber u'beim b'shitas ha-rabah. Hilchus mezuzah. Let's keep our travels moving. Says the mechaber in Hilchus mezuzah. No, where is it in Hilchus mezuzah? Not right. Not resh pei dalid. Resh pei ches. Very simply, Zav Deheg in the Chaber, Sricha Sirtut, Zuzanit Sirtut, Vinkasva below Sirtut Psula. Now, notice the Lashon over here. I want to point out that even though we learned that Sefer Torah need sirtut, and Sefer Torah, if you don't have sirtut, is possible. In Hilchus Tefillin, we did not have that. In Hilchus Tefillin, it never said that it's going to be possible without sirtut. Everybody follow that? Yet, both by Hilchus Sefer Torah and Hilchus Mezuzah, we have the halacha that says that Sefer Torah needs sirtut, and Mezuzah needs sirtut. Right? And if not, they're going to be possible. Why? The reason is that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, and if it doesn't have sirtut, it's not called a sefer Torah. And if it doesn't have sirtut, it's not called a mezuzah. In contrast to tefillin, that's a different halacha. However, you're going to be magdir that halacha. And therefore, points out the bare halacha in Hilchus tefillin, and the Bishop Ura Paskins this way, that b'di'evet, if the tefillin did not have sirtut, it would be kosher. Remember I said I got so excited about doing the sheet, I told you a problem I have on the Brisker Rav. This is how the Rambam passes, like the Shulchan Aruch over here. I have put this in brackets for those who are only interested in halacha, don't they? That they're not interested in svar, not supposed to understand anything. But just to put this in brackets, if you're only interested in the halacha. So then I have a l'chura tzarchiyum katan on the Brisker Rav. And that is, the Brisker Rav said that sirtut is a requirement both by Sefer Torah and by Mezuzah and so on and so forth, is a requirement because Torah needs sirtut. And he says expressly, it's not the status of the construction of the Sefer Torah. It's not Allah in the construction of Sefer Torah. But maybe Yavin, very different than Rashi's definition of it's not called a Sefer. Right? Rizkah Rav said maybe Yavin the exact opposite, the Das HaRambam. If that's so, and the Rambam paskens this way, in the end of Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, he paskens like what we just read in both Hilchos Sefer Torah and in Hilchos Mezuzah, that's going to be possible. I have a Tzorah Diyun Katan on the Brisker Rav. According to his Svara, why is it possible? If it's a halacha that says when you write Torah, you have a chiv to show it is appropriate kavod, but it's not part of the definition of Sefer Torah, so then if that would be so, why is Mezuzah and Sefer Torah going to be possible? It's a kasha. I didn't say anybody asked it. I looked around. I didn't say anybody asked it. Close brackets. Back to halacha. So this is the psak, Sefer Torah and Mezuzah. The halacha is what? Sefer Torah and Mezuzah. Both need sirtut. And if it doesn't have sirtut, the halacha is that's possible. Who's that sound like? Rambam Rashi. One more source. Finally, letters. So even though it's not explicit in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch is explicit. And this, to me, would be a raya that the Shulchan Aruch isn't entirely like the Shittas HaRambam. And Rambam never spoke about sending a letter. The Rambam did have the halacha of Hilchos Yibum, but in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Dalet. So we looked up Shulchan Aruch in three categories. Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah. The opposite order. Mezuzah, Sefer Torah. Now, category number four in terms of sirtut. Siman Reish Pei Dalet. Kol Kisvei HaKedesh, Ein Kisvim B'loi Sirtut, Afilu Kisvim Ala Niyor. So all Kisvei Kodesh need sirtut, and it doesn't matter if it's written on paper. That's straight from the Rambam. that the Rambam says, afilo niyar, in the end of Perek Zayin, requires sirtus. Here, we have a lashon that doesn't come directly from the Rambam, but nevertheless, is the pashtus in the Gemara in Gittin. Aser lichtov gibel pevos bipasiflo sirtus, imut sava shuris. So here, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the heter of the Rampan. And he says, if only if it's written Ksava Shurish. So halacha lemaisa, even though the Shulchan Aruch is paskining in Yaradeya, leave aside Hilchos Kilim, which is a Tzarachim for a moment, in Yaradeya he's clearly paskining like the Rambam and Rashi. Nevertheless, he takes Shita number 5 as 6. Shita number 6 as a Kula La'alach L'maisa. And everybody should know this Kula from the Mechaber, and that is that the Mechaber says that only if it's Ksav Ashuris, which will mean bold letters. Halacha L'maisa concludes the Aruch HaShulchan based on this. That if this is so, we have a heter for those who write, I'm quoting from the Aruch HaShulchan in the end of Siman Reish Pei Dalet, those who are writing on online paper, there's no problem when you're writing in script, Mi'ikur Dedina, to write a pasuk without underline. Not everybody's going to agree. Remember, we quoted 6 Shitas HaRishon, and the first 5 made no mention of it. But this is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. There's no express statement that I'm aware of that the Ramah.
Just erase that last sentence. Now there is with adjust the recording. So I'm not going to talk about the Ramah yet.
According to the Mechaber, the halacha is that when it comes to Oksav Ashuris, only there's a chiyuv, and that would be bold print. Halacha Maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan concludes, and he says, therefore you have a heter. Ramalkiel Kuppler does not need to have a line under in his Askamas when he quotes the Psukim. Rav Nemetzal Shlita told me that he doesn't. He relies on this heter Beloshen Sachus, that he relies he doesn't do that. And one would just simply be able to quote a pasuk if it's in script and not in block. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, but I don't understand how they print Svarim in block. This gets back to Rabina's give and take with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was by Rebbe last night.
I heard that he was supposed to come from Yerushalayim.
Since I didn't talk. So that the halach Rav Chaim Kanievsky was choshesh, the minig from the Stipler and the Chazamish, is to write in Rashi print. Why do they write in Rashi print? Because they say if there's Ksav Ashuris, then you need Sirtut. And therefore, every Sefer is going to have to be written on lined paper. So the Aruch HaShulchan's position, I'm not saying Chazon Ish held like the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Sirtut. What I am saying is, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't understand, and there are a few Yoreim and Shleimim, this is a collector's item, guys, someone's got to check this up from 110 years ago, who, when they print their Svarim, they print their Svarim in block print, on lines. The Chazon Ish did not print this Sefer on lines, and therefore the Chazon Ish did a Rashi script. Why? Because he held Rashi script is not Ksav Ashuris. Hence, Rabina wanted to print from Shlemke Berman's Svarim in black, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky was not so into it. Go see who won that struggle. Give you a guess. So what happens is that the Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't understand what the heter is. Now, I looked for it today. I have a beautiful story of Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Rabina not listening to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I think it's an amazing story in Chinuch. When the Talmidim, the first time we're going to Bnei Brak in a week or so. So when the first time I went with the Talmud, my first year, it was 11 years ago, was the only time Rabina happened to have come on that trip. Of course, Rabina goes many times with alumni and so on, but with Shana Bet, there was only one time that I was zocheh to go with Rabina to the Gedolim. There were many other times, Biskus HaYeshiva, a lot of things that happened to be when we were learning Sobis and Kedushin, so things that I heard from Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Steinman. Happens to be the year that we were doing Hilchos Yichud. Reb Steinman sat with us for a half hour, 40 minutes.
And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, a man who was in that summer kolel, Aaron Rosenberg. In fact, Aaron Rosenberg was mechaving to Reb Steinman's kasha in the sefer. So when I came in, I made a big, big deal. I told Reb Steinman he was mechaving to Aaron. Was shrinking away. He was he was embarrassed. But anyhow, Reb Steinman must have sat with us for 40 minutes. Reb Chaim Kanievsky must have sat with us for 10-15 minutes. That was 11 years ago. And then there was a paparazzi and there was all the shtick, but somehow we got lucky and that's what happened. Anyhow, Rabina, a couple trips before, the first time I ever went, so Rabina walked into Reb Chaim's study, and Rabina spoke about how Reb Chaim Kanievsky to him represents a hemshich of the Chazon Ish. And he's speaking to the guys. Reb Chaim was sitting there before he gave a bracha v'atzlacha. So Reb Chaim turned to him and he said, "Tedaber b'ivrit, ani rotze lavin." He said, "Speak to me in Hebrew. I want to understand." And Rabina ignored him. He ignored him. He kept on speaking in English for another 3 minutes. And then he asked them to give a bracha. Reb Chaim Kanievsky gave a bracha that people should be talmid chacham. There's a lot to learn from this give and take. And Rabina said, "Give them a bracha from Yerushalayim." He wasn't interested. He wasn't so happy with the bracha that they should be talmid chacham, which is Rabina Lishitasa, that the righteous talmid Yerush Hashem. And that was. But what was the amazing thing that for Rabina, that what's most important is the chinuch haTalmidim, and he knew that there was some talmidim. This is my interpretation, that wouldn't understand Hebrew. So what's more important? That Reb Chaim Kanievsky understands? Or the Talmidim understand? Fine, Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't need to hear it. I, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Talmidim, no Talmidim. Whatever the Talmidim need, doesn't matter. You know, Eis Lasso Slashem, that this is it, this is life's mission. No, it's a good Taich, I think it's an Emes Taich. That there's so many things that you'll see that Rabina will just plow ahead and you'll be amazed. And why? Because this is what's best for, this is what the Talmidim need, that's it. So he's not going to listen to Reb Chaim Kanievsky either. I think it's a Geshmaka Uptach. Anyhow, so now Zoylin Yanein. So this is the Dion over here in terms of the Mechaber, and this is the Mechaber and the Ramah, right? And the Aruch HaShulchan's Kasha. So that was this discussion about whether Reb Shlomka Berman's Svarim should be printed in bold or in Rashi. That's the Nekuda Samachlokis that the Aruch HaShulchan says. So Aruch HaShulchan says that there are a few Yireim and Shleimim who when they print the Svarim, they print it in bold, they put lines. He says, but at the end of the day, I don't think many are doing it, and I don't know what the heter is to print Svarim in bold print without lines. Now, I did see years ago, and I couldn't find it, I looked for it today, Chacham Avadya Zatzal says no. Take a look, Chacham Avadya's Svarim are not like the Stipler Svarim. They're not in Rashi print. They're in black print, like most Svarim today that are in black print. Nevin Tzal Shlita Svarim are in black print. So what's the heter? So Chacham Avadya says very pashut. He says, I couldn't find it. I remember Amol, once upon a time I saw the Chacham Avadya said, maybe it wasn't in the Shas Tshuvas, maybe I saw in a different sefer, I don't recall where I saw it. Chacham Avadya says, and nowadays the computer, there's no greater Sirtut than that, right? Once upon a time you needed Sirtut, because the lines have to be straight, but the computer is doing straight. So then why do you need Sirtut? Mechitesi, Vamevin Yodin, this is not a halacha l'moshe misinai, to be called a sefer, etc., etc., needs to have a line over there. What's the whole idea? The whole line is a Kavod HaTorah that we saw. Or either the way, Nite and Likros was a Lashon of the Ramban in Gittin Da'avav on the base. So it's Nite and Likros, whether you have a line there or not. It's Nite and Likros, it's straight. There's nothing straighter than the computer. That's much straighter than anybody's line, than a line that they made 500 years ago. Ramakil Cutler's line is not as straight as the computer's or the typewriter's line. And if that's so then there's not going to be a requirement of Sirtut. Chacham Avadya Zatzal argues. Eilu ve'ilu divrei Elokim chayim. Now you understand where this chumra of B'nai Brak comes from in regards to writing Svarim in Rashi print. Tov. However, the Ramah over here, even though the Mechaber said, Asa lichto of Gimel Tevus v'posikol Sirtut imuksav ha-shivris, the Ramah says, Be'im sirtet shita al yona shuv lo tzarif. If you put the sirtut on the top line, then you don't need any more sirtut. Ve'yesh omrim dein lichto gvarm shel chol b'ksav ashuris shekosim v'adno. Now there's another halacha that the Ramah concludes with, and that is, that chol, you shouldn't use ksav ashuris to write it. It's not
clear to me that the Ramah ever rejected this heter of the Mechaber Ksav Ashuris, right? It just said, also lichtov gimel teos mipasukul sirtu to muksav Ashuris. It could very well be that Mikra that the Ramah would rely on this heter. Also, the Mechaber said, umiyu biyigar shlomim mutar lichtov fil kama teos. Here, the Mechaber paskins, and Rav Nevin Sal assumes that the Ramah again doesn't disagree with this, and that is that the Lashon Tzachlus is also mutter. So hence we have the heter of the Lashon Tzachlus and possibly the heter of Ashuris, even though the Minig Yisrael in regards to Ashuris is not so clear to me. There were many Yireim Mishleimim that were Machmir, not only if it was Ashuris, I mentioned Rav Melchiel Cutler and others, are Machmir, but you should know there is this heter. The Ramah over here adds Ve'ein Chiluk Be'Ksivu L'Chakika Be'Etzim U'Bezav. This is important, and to this day I'm not sure of the heter. What happens if you have this Blachrin Ksav Ashuris? Where's the Sirta? And don't tell me that the halacha is that what? For those who are listening, I'm pointing to the writing on the Aron Kodesh. So but then, in such a case, you can't tell me that it's a halacha in regards to someone who writes, because that's not true. Because we just saw anything that's chakika be'etzim o bazav also needs sirtut. It could very well be that in Lakewood, they should be more machmir to have lines under the words of the Aron Kodesh than in a letter. Because if it's in a letter, so then it is what? If it's in a letter, you have the heter ksav tzachus, if it's only being used as an expression, it's not nitin lidarish. However, if it's being put in ksav ashuris in bold, it's a little bit more of a shiloh. What could one say? Maybe this is also lashon tzachus. In other words, you'll have to say that even the Aron Kodesh is only Lashon Tzachlis. It's not Nitin Lidarish. Remember, what was the Ramban's Hagdara? The Ramban's Hagdara is Nitin Likaros. It was made to be read. I don't know. This is made to be read. What are you going to say? You're going to say the Briska Rav, the halacha is that when it's a Cheftza of Torah, when the words are a Cheftza of Torah, I think these words over here, Ein Zakim Beis Elokim, Zeshara Shemayim, that's meant to be convey a particular idea of Torah. It's meant to convey a particular idea of Torah. The only heter you'll be able to use to kvetshain is Lashon Tzachlus, maybe Lanias Daiti. But if that's so why does Rav Melchiel write? So what's the other heter? Maybe the answer is Chacham Avadya's heter. That they'll rely, Rav Melchiel will rely on Chacham Avadya's heter. That why? That if it's being done in a professional way, and it's not being someone who's writing a letter, so then in such a case, then all you need is to make sure that there's a professional way it's being sprayed. Of course, this is beautiful. It's done beautifully. It's done professionally. Somehow, I don't know how, I'm terrible in physics and all these types of things, but somehow, and measurements, but somehow somebody over here managed to do it in a way that on the Aron Kodesh it's going to come out straight. Here, straight might also mean, that's also a shaila. What happens if it's written in a bow fashion, so then in such a case, and an arch, so as it is over here, but let's one thing at a time. Let's assume that in Lakewood it's straight. So then in such a case, then it's where it's straight, so then it could very well be that you could rely on Chacham Avadya's heter, that if it's a professional who's doing it straight, then it's fine. When do you have to be machmir if you're writing askama on non-line paper? I just want to emphasize, Aruch HaShulchan also said, line paper is enough, that you don't have to put in your own line. Of course, if you have line paper, that's what I told you. That at different stages of my learning, sometimes I use line paper, sometimes I don't. I try, if I don't use line paper, so then I try to, it's a halacha that people don't know about. And if let's say you forgot, we had the sheet of Tosos that says so you can put in the lines afterwards. To be mekayim this halacha of sirtut, we have the sheet of the Balei Tosos. Okay. But we haven't gotten into our Tzorach Yom Gadol yet. What's our Tzorach Yom Gadol? I apologize. I need another 15, 20 minutes and then I'll take all the questions. What's our Tzorach Yom Gadol? We haven't answered it yet. And that is, who is a mechaber in the Rambam Paskelet. We spoke about a lot of fun halacha lemaisa issues, but we still haven't gotten to the most basic question in terms of being mesader, the Shulchan Aruch, who are the mechaber in the Rambam following. On the one hand, the mechaber seems to clearly paskin like Rashi and the Rambam say, the Sefer Torah and Tefillin, Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, Sefer Torah and Mezuzah all need full sirtut on kol shita v'shita. Yet, when it comes to Hilchos Tefillin, according to those shitas, there's no need for sirtut at all. Yet, the Mechaber in Hilchos Tefillin says you need sirtut on the Elyona. And who is the Ramah following? The Ramah doesn't say, no, by Sefer Torah you don't need sirtut. You only need the Dalit Peos. Yet, in Hilchos Tefillin, he follows Rabbi Yehuda and says that you need only the Dalit Peos. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan points out this is a great dogma of development of halacha, that often what happens for the mechaber and the ramah is they're mitzarei different shitos. Dahayim. The Aruch HaShulchan says beautifully, and if the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say it exactly this way, then blame it on me. That's what I'm saying. The Das HaMechaber. The mechaber, what we would call yachasit, which means fundamentally, Paskins like the Rambam. And therefore, it's a davar poshut that sirtut is necessary b'chol shita v'shita on Sefer Torah and on Mezuzah. Yes, Mechaber also likes the number 5 and number 6, the two heterim. He likes those heterim. He uses those heterim too. But fundamentally, the big question of what is the mechayev of sirtut, the answer to the question of what is the mechayev of sirtut is Kisvei Kodesh and any psukim, and included in that is Sefer Torah as well. If you hold that Sefer Torah requires sirtut al kol shita v'shita, then you also, both Rashi and the Rambam, hold that Tefillin doesn't need sirtut at all. So the answer is that the mechaber is being choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam. That since at the end of the day Rabbeinu Tam says that Tefillin needs sirtut on the top line, the Bali Tosfos, he's choshesh for that shita. In Kedem Advar, we're going to see the Be'er Halacha says something similar. The Nafkamina is going to be, what happens if you do Tefillin with no sirtut at all? Is it going to be possible? So if you did that with Sefer Torah, by the way, if you did Dalit Peos with Sefer Torah, then the sofa were possible. Kavachomer mezuzah. But Tefillin, all the mechaber was doing is he wants to give the appropriate kavod for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Lemaisa Rabbeinu Tam had a couple good kashas. So why don't we follow Rabbeinu Tam in the Shita Elyona? How does the Ramah paskin? So the Ramah is choshesh also. He's not going to be Oka Rabbah Mirashi. In Sefer Torah, we're going to be Machmir. In Sefer Torah, we're going to be Machmir. We're going to be choshesh for Shita Rabbah Mirashi. However, when it comes to Tefillin, it's similar to the Mechaber, but it's with a twist. And that is that when it comes to Tefillin, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam, not in the Sefer HaYashar, but he holds like Rabbeinu Tam in the Bali Tosfos. And if that's so, that the Ramah is going to hold like Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to work like this. In contrast to the Mechaber, who paskins purely like the Rambam, with one exception where he's choshesh for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and Tefillin, the Ramah is going to paskin mi'ikur d'dina like Tosfos, except he's going to be choshesh for the Rambam and Rashi in Sefer Torah. How can I prove it? In Simen Reish Pei Dalid. What's the halacha? Do you need to do sirtut on every line? Or when you're writing sefer, when you're writing words of Torah, when you're writing a letter, or could you do it on the top line? The Mechaber says, Asur lichdal b'li sirtut. He has a heter of Ashuris, yes. But if it's Ashuris, you need sirtut on every line. The Ramah says that as long as you do the Shita Elyona, it's enough. Why? Because the Ramah is one of the great Pesach from Krakow. He is pushed forward from whom he's compelled by the Shita, the Balitosis. Since he's compelled by the Shita, the Balitosis, Yachasid, he paskins like the Balitosis that say that when it comes to the words of Torah, all you need is the Shita Elyona. In Tefillin, he somehow was machmer for Rabbeinu Tam of Dalet Peos. But he doesn't understand that you have to be machmer for Dalet Peos writing words of Torah. The reason for that is the only time we have to be machmer for Dalet Peos is due to Masechah Sofrim. And the Masechah Sofrim was not talking about writing the words of Torah. So the Shita Rabbeinu Tam is, as long as the Sefer Torah is neat from on top, that's going to be enough. That's going to be enough. However, when it comes to Sefer Torah, there, even though Sefer Torah, Rabbeinu Tam says, does not need Sirtut except for either the Shilgal Yona or the Dalet Peos, we're going to, because of the Chumrah of Sefer Torah, that there are some Rishonim who hold that's not called a Sefer, there's some Rishonim who hold that the Halacha L'Moshe Misina is that Sefer Torah requires Sirtut, so the Ramah is not going to object when the Mechaber is Machmir, and in deference to those Shitas, even though Mi'ikur Dedina, when it comes to Sirtut, the Ramah is going to say, Rav Malkiel Kadr doesn't have to do what he's doing. All he has to do is do the top line, and have everything else straight, even according to the Ramah. However, in Sefer Torah, when you don't want to play with fire on the Sefer Torah, especially if the Sirtut, the out Sirtut, it's going to be possible, so we're going to show deference to the Shita of Rambam Rashi, not deference that we bow our heads, but we're going to be machmir and say that the halacha is that it's going to be ma'akim. Now, Rabosei, my radar tells me that Be'ezras Hashem Yisrach, we had so much siyata d'shmaya in clarity in the sugya, I still have another quite a bit to go. And my radar tells me that it's kedai, you tell me if I'm right, my radar tells me that it's kedai to stop over here. And anyhow, tomorrow there's a speech at 12 o'clock, so have tomorrow morning Chazara, and at 11 o'clock wrap up, maybe even 11:30 wrap up. This Talmud agrees. How many Talmudim want to plow ahead? Because we didn't get yet to the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, and other poskim halacha l'maisa. This was all just Mechaber Ramah, and just showing how poskim applied to the detail, the issues that were raised in Mechaber Ramah, not anything else that was new, that was brought up by the Be'er Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah, etc., etc. Talmidim agree that makes sense? For us to, I think that makes sense, but this gives us a good, clear block with what to work with, and then Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow morning, Be'ezer Hashem will continue. Now, the Talmidim had a lot of questions, but I wanted to make clear, have all the Shitas clear, the six Shitas, the Mechaber Ramah, the whole Cheshbonos, and normally I take much more questions in Minei Obey in the Iyun, but now it makes sense, and now I think it makes sense to have a question. Yes, Mechaber?
Notes.
Okay.
Are you supposed to...
So let's summarize now. This we should be able to do. This is not the Mishnah Berurah and Be'er Halacha. Mishnah Berurah and Be'er Halacha don't discuss this, the Shaila about writing words, because it doesn't come up in our Chaim. It only comes up in Yara Day. You know, some smicha programs, they only do Aruch Chaim, and there's a tremendous amount of halachas that are missing if you don't do Yara Day in Eben Ezer. Some smicha programs, they only do Yara Day. I felt my chinuch when I got smicha, it was almost entirely Yara Day, and really there was a lot that was missing in Aruch Chaim. So you really need to do both. So and Mishnah Berurah is the place of gafran for Aruch Chaim, for many things, for many people. But at the end of the day, there's so many shaylas that the Chafetz Chaim doesn't speak about. And your shayla is not spoken about by the Chafetz Chaim. It would seem to me that what emerges is as follows. Mi'ikur Dedina, you have two heterim when you're taking notes. Why not to have to do sirtut on your notes? Number one, according to the Mechaber, if it's not Ashuris, it doesn't need sirtut. And number two, if you're using it as derech tzachlus, then you also work. Although, when you're quoting a pasuk in your notes, it's probably not derech tzachlus, so you really only have one head. I would suggest that one should be machmir to use lined paper. And the reason being is, at the end of the day, we saw the heter of ksav ashuris, even though the Mechaber quotes it, and the Ramah doesn't reject it, at the end of the day, that heter is only one of the six, and none, Rashi, Rambam, they don't say it's wrong, they're not cholik on it, but none of them quoted. And Yoser Mizeh, the Rosh in Megillah in the second parak says Beferish the Ramban is matzdik, and he says, where does it come from? The Rosh doesn't like it. Now, interestingly, the Ramah did not quote this Rosh. That's interesting that the Ramah didn't quote. So that for us Ashkenazim, we don't have to be terribly worried because the Ramah didn't quote it. But at the end of the day, Ruba de Rishonim do not quote the Sefer. The Rosh rejects it when he quotes the Ramban. Therefore, it will be my suggestion that when you quote a pasuk, to do it either a line paper, or if you're doing it on an online paper, to actually write a line. And I think it's a big lesson. Mir Tzashem, you're going to write, probably, I don't know, when you become Rabbeim, if you become Rabbeim in schools, what are the odds that you're actually writing on a blackboard? Right? That's an interesting question, whether you're writing a blackboard. But I think it's a tremendous chinuch to Talmidim that if you would write a pasuk, that you would underline. It would make a roshim, it would make an impression, no pun intended, on the Talmidim. I think you would be machmir for Sirtut. I had Rabbeim that were machmir for it, and you see that from Appeal Cutler's Haskamas made an impression on me. But there's a harbe al mi lismo. It would seem that in certain contexts, even Rav Nevinsel Shlita would definitely not on his madrega, is himself lenient. It would seem to me, if I understood what he was saying, that there were times that he uses psukim as derech sachus and he's meikel. But if he's quoting the pasuk li darish, then it would seem that he never told me that one should be meikel in terms of kisav ashuris. Therefore, it would seem to me that one, especially, it's not that difficult to be machmir. I think it adds a kvod haTorah. It adds a certain awareness. You see, the hashkafa behind it is very important as well. And that is, you know, that one of our biggest wars as a Ovdei Hashem is to make sure that Torah is not turned into a misbeh. The Torah is not turned into something chol, just another discipline. And Sirtut really does that in a beautiful way. That's what Torah is something unique and special, particularly the words of Torah, and that's what Sirtut does. So particularly in our generation, where there is a certain level of zilzul, and due to the fact that Torah is so, you know, due to the printing press and so on and so forth, it's so easy to churn out Torah, like the Hashivas, you know, like when Rav Nevinsel walks by and he sees a pencil on top of a chumash, you see how jarred he is. Where did that come from? That comes from an understanding that there's a unique chashivas for the chetzah shel kedusha of Torah. So in our generation, that's particularly weak, that, you know, Torah is just another book. So then I think that there is an added reason to be machmir for a series. Yes, Benji.
When you type in, like, when I'm confusing the hands, can you like print it and then add the series, or do you have to? Like, as you're typing it.
So Chacham Avadia says you don't even need to do Sirtut at all. According to you're already Machmer like B'nai Brak. So if you want to be Machmer B'nai Brak, so then look, it's almost impossible to get the Sirtut done beforehand. So the Dievet, then you could do the Sirtut. Oh, underline in the computer, look, you should. I'm sure Chaim Kanievsky would say, I would imagine. I would imagine if Chaim Kanievsky would say that if you could underline, he would say, do it in Rashi print. That's why, that's the answer to the question, right? You ever wondered why are all the Sfarim in Rashi print? Those of you who had difficulty reading Rashi print when you were younger, so frustrating that you read again in Rashi print, so in Rashi print, that's where it came from. That's where it came from. Yes, Simcha Nazach.
Is it Tavka, Ksav Ashuris, like we know in
Sefer
Torah, or is
it... No. Ksav Ashuris, it seems from the poskim, means bold.
Block?
Yeah, what we would call block.
It stands out for most of the
time. Block. I mean block. Sorry, block. Block. I'm not aware of anybody that says that the only time it's Ksav Ashuris, it's mamashif, it has, like, the writing of Sefer Torah. Could be there is somebody that says that. It's Mamish the Prince of Sefer Torah. I'm not aware. It seemed to me from the language of the Aruch HaShulchan that was a contrast of script versus block. But Simcha's raising a good point that you could definitely understand the Mechaber as talking about only Ksav Sefer Torah. And then, of course, if you understand that way, then the Chazon Ish's Chumrah fall and the Reb Stipler's Chumrah fall away. You found someone that says that, Yaakov? No. Yes or no? Zach is next, then Yaakov. Yeah, yeah, Zach. Yes.
And also, I was wondering if you take a direct translation of the pasuk, is it a kedushas in the Hebrew or is it kedushas?
Right. There's no shita that I'm aware of that a translation of a pasuk into English or French requires sirta. No source that I'm aware of, and that works very, very beautifully again with this idea of the chetza shel Torah. Mitein likros, it's a little bit harder to fit in. You could say mitein likros is more of a shita that would say that. That if it's you're reading Torah, it requires sirta.
Have a Greek.
Greek is a separate shaila, right? Because the halacha is you're not allowed to write a sefer Torah in every language except for Greek. So that would be an interesting question. I mean, that could be Greek. I don't know. It's a nice shaila. Yes, yeah.
I have two things. Firstly, if like, how do we define what's going to be shaila and what's not? Because like, if it's like Rashi prints a lot of the letters, they still look like if you saw the letter on its own. It might not necessarily look exactly like it's only like curved up a little bit and it doesn't look so different.
No. I'm not bothered by that. The Chazon Ish and Stipler weren't bothered by that. That clearly Rashi is a different, it looks very different than block print. Maybe Simcha's right. Maybe I've been assuming just like the Chazon Ish the whole time that Ksav HaShir is block print. Maybe there's someone who says that. I'm not aware.
And,
I tried to look around, but it's hard to find time to come up on the studio. Yeah.
And they have like these kind of like artsy pictures that people put on the walls of like someone dabbing at the coast or something like that. Was like it's drawn out with
we got a gift. Things. We got a gift of a picture that was turned into Shir HaShirim, and for Shalom Bayis for a long, long time, I kept it on the wall. And then every time I saw it, I got very uptight. And after Baruch Hashem, 10, 15 years of beautiful marriage together, I gathered up the courage and I asked my wife if we could put it into Geniza. My wife said Tzadikas, it was from her grandmother. That's really sensitive, huh? My wife said Tzadikas. She said, if that's what I think is the right thing, so we put it in Geniza.
Just his sirta. That's
you're not allowed to.
Oh, we should have done sirta on it.
So you're not allowed to write it like.
Oh, yeah, it was closer to Ashuras. Yes, it was not in Rashi, but it was closer to Ashuras, and it was. It's really not right. It was written in the. It was a chuppah. It was a chuppah. It was a picture of a chuppah. It looked very from. The rug had a long beard, etc. But it was sheer, and it was sheer Ashuras. It's very beautiful. Chazal were mamish concerned about Shir HaShirim being turned into a zilzal, right? Mamish, artists could do, you have to be very careful. We need artists who are B'nai Torah. We need artists who are B'nai Torah.
Could you do it?
I just realized we just had this past week, we had a container that said that was like a bencher box. It was clearly there to hold benchers and started falling apart. It did not have sirtut. Maybe we should have put sirtut on it. Three words. And then it started falling apart. So this week, my wife said it's time for it to get rid of it. So I said, well, wait a second, it needs to go to Geniza. So sure enough, my wife took off the front part that said, and we put it into the bag for Geniza. Yeah. So that's a question. Whether an artist is
this artist
was good. It's for sure straight. Yeah. You're right. Chacham Avadis Hefter. On the other hand, if it's a shaylah being mezalzel kisvei kodesh and the stipler and the Chazon Ish would not go that way, I thought that maybe it's good. I know Rav Schechter also wasn't so excited. Is quite machmir in this regard. That's why on our. But you could use Chacham Avadia's Heter for the Kol Sasa and the Kol Simcha on wedding invitations, right? But the minig of many B'nai Torah is not to. But right now, let's use Sherlaim or Rosh and Chasenu, not to write Kol Sasa and the Kol Simcha. Oh, maybe it's only Shiloh Geniza now, Shiloh Sirta. When we were Talmidim in the Kolal, the way the other Avrechim used to say, that's also Shiloh Sirta. Maybe not. Maybe you could rely on supposedly Chacham Avadia's Heter. Look! I'm calling this Chacham Avadia's Heter, what I remember from many years ago. I looked quickly on the computer, I couldn't find it.
in Yechaved Asya B'Omer. You know, it's always very easy to put words into a posuk's mouth. This is what I have in my head from years ago. So if somebody could find, if either I'm right or wrong about Chacham Avadya's Heter, that would be important as well. It wouldn't be the first time that in Bnei Brak and in Yerushalayim amongst the Sfardim there would be a machlokas about what to do. Last question, and then Mirza Shem will pick up with Sirtut number 2 tomorrow. All right, Ari.
Can we explain the Ramah Shita?
You want me to restate the Ramah Shita? Absolutely, yes. All right, here we go. We have a few exhibits. So the question was to say over again the Ramah Shita. Ari and I are Ashkenazim from Vancouver. So how us Ashkenazim got to Vancouver is a story in of itself. But at the end of the day, so let's go through the Shitas HaRamah. So we have the Ramah, and let's review again all of the Ramahs. The Ramah in Hilchos Tefillin and Siman Lamed Beis. So when it comes to Tefillin, you should do Dalet Peos. And then we have the Ramah who's not masik in Hilchos Sefer Torah, where the Mechaber says that you need Sirtut on every line. Yet the Ramah also in Siman Reish Pei Dalet says that when it comes to a letter of Sifrei Torah, of Torah, then Mikra Dedina, all you need is B'Shita Ha'al Yom. So what is the Ramah's Shita of how he's following Lahalach? We suggested that if the Ramah is going to be lenient and say that all you need if you write Torah is B'Shita Ha'al Yom, is that the Ramah really followed the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ramah was of the opinion that the only thing that requires sirtut akol shita v'shita is a mezuzah. That's the only thing that requires sirtut. The Ramah is not masig that in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the halacha is that you need sirtut on every line. The answer is the Ramah is choshesh, that since there are so many Rishonim, we'll say that the Sefer Torah is going to be psula. If you don't have sirtut on every line, so Ramah is going to say that we're going to be machmir for Hilchos Sefer Torah, we're going to be machmir. That's why the Ramah wasn't massing on the Mechaber. It would have been very interesting if the Ramah would have written the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, the Ramah's Amibus saved Klal Yisrael. They say also, Ben Zion Volzmer, I heard him say this week, said that the Shulchan Aruch was Zocha, Rabbi Yosef Karo was Zocha to be the Pesach HaAchron for Sfardim, because he was such a Balanova. So I think it's Muva Me'elov that the Ramah was a tremendous Balanova. And the proof of the pudding is that they say that Beis Yosef beat the Ramah to 2 Sfarim that he wanted to write. The Ramah wanted to write a Beis Yosef, like the Beis Yosef himself, a Sefer that collected all the Shitas on the Tor Shulchan Aruch, and the Beis Yosef wrote it first, and the Ramah just wrote Ha'aros, small Aros, called Darkei Moshe on the Mechaber. He was planning to write a Shulchan Aruch, and Mechaber didn't do it. And so in his Anava, the Ramah said, you know what, Mechaber did a better job than I'll do, so I'll just add in what the Menachim of Ashkenaz are going to be, that safe quality, so because now we have one book. The Ramah didn't say, I'm going to do better, I'll write my own Shulchan Aruch. There'll be one Shulchan Aruch for Ashkenazim. Now we have one book that's everything, that's a Shulchan Aruch for both Ashkenazim and Sfardim. I don't know, Lubavitcher somehow found their own Shulchan Aruch, not so good. The Baal Tanya was great, the Baal Tanya was a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, nobody chas v'chalil. But we have one Shulchan Aruch that's the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, let's keep the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Mechaber Ramah, the Lubavitchers have the right to follow their Rebbe, for sure, but let's not supplant the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch of the Rav, the Seder, Zerulah Rav. But we have one book that is, so it would be interesting if the Ramah had written his own Shulchan Aruch. If the Ramah had written his own Shulchan Aruch, what would the Ramah have written in Hilchos Sefer Torah? I suspect that the Ramah would have brought down 2 days in Hilchos Sefer Torah. That's what I suspect. But it didn't happen that way. Why? Because the Ramah said, you know what? The Mechaber is being choshesh v'ilchus Sefer Torah. It's not Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, but at the end of the day, a Sefer Torah, there's so many Rishayim that are going to hold the Sefer Torah without Sirtut, it's going to be possible. No! This is the style of the Ramah. The Ramah says, let's be choshesh for those Shitas. Why not? It'll only be helpful, not hurtful. However, the Ramah be Igur Dedina Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. V'araya is mekel, writing words of Torah, as long as you have a Shita Eliona. The Mechaber wasn't. Why? Because the Mechaber, Mikra Dedina, went with the Rambam, and he says that every word of Torah requires Sirtut. But the Ramah follows Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. If the Ramah follows Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, so then in such a case, he holds that you can rely on Shita Eliona. Sefer Torah, deference. And
If we're going to go with Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to go with Rabbeinu Tam Arasov. Not like the Mechaber who gives deference to Rabbeinu Tam by Tfilin, who says that all you need is Shita El Yonah. No! You're going to need Dalet Peyos. You need Dalet Peyos. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam in its fullest only makes sense if you say Dalet Peyos because of the Kasha Maseches Sofrim. That's where the real Rabbeinu Tam makes sense. Because how are you going to answer? So the Ramah went with the Balitosis, even though I don't know if the Ramah had Rabbeinu Tam to say for Yashar. Rabbeinu Tam to say for Yashar only says Shita El Yonah, but he goes with the Ramah, the Balitosis, Mikra Nadina, therefore Dalet Peyos is going to be necessary for Tefillin, but for everything else, the Shita El Yonah is going to be acceptable. Because say Maseches Sofrim is only Machmer Dalet Peyos for Kisvei Kodesh, and not for writing of Kisvei Torah. Isn't this so beautiful? A sugya from the beginning, from a pasuk, from a gemara, from a rashi, from a tosas.